Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 4 with verses 13 through 20. Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no root. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold." I am guilty of this, letting the lures of the world attract me away from the word of God, sowing decisions of excess that would feed a small country in Europe. These are the byways and highways of life where you learn that the word of God can give you more than enough fruit, or should I say spiritual guidance, by the light Jesus gives you through his mighty redemption, utilizing only his word to guide you along the righteous paths of salvation, finding love, hope, and sharing of his mercy. Amen. You will fall away quickly if you allow the flash and flare of the world to keep your attention, instead of pure charity, seeking to help others by a plan called the will of God. We must seek and find what he asks of us in sharing the gospels and life eternal by the name of Jesus, knowing that when we accepted his word, we find him in everything we do. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. We're dealing with this war in Ukraine. We continue to lift up our brothers in Kairos and the Holy Spirit, the men in blue especially. A prayer for Howard Richman. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 4. We have a five stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas, trilines in the beginning. It's titled, Jesus' Parable, Explanation. Jesus' parable explanation, understood or not, parables any destination, grasp the lot. Word is sown by the sower, path one's is where. Here they immediately cower, sown word taken by Satan's dare. Ground rocky received sown word. Word here immediately, joy received. root none only last as the absurd, fall quickly when persecuted or tribulation believed. Different are thorns sown, word heard. Word here, whole anxiety, worldly choked. Riches lure, intruding things another gird. Fruit none bearing by these things you tote. Soil rich, word sown, word heard and accepted. 60 and 30 fruit grown, 100-fold too collected. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is August 15th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6 o'clock, straight up in the morning, 6 a.m. exactly. Thanks again for joining us today on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, thanks for joining us today. We're still looking for the opportunity to help someone help us in Kairos, our last meeting that can come along in this is tomorrow night. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.org. And again, thanks for joining us today across the world as we share what it means to be saved by the Word of God in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Today we close at 7-Eleven, just past, for our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. At 7:29 this morning we close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.